Prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Wow. No unrighteousness, no lies, deceit, no fears. I want to be there. But where is there? Well, it certainly wasn't in Judah at that time. The Lord in the previous verses has just described how, despite the religious revival that was going on during Zephaniah's day, these people were showing apathy towards the Lord, mocking the cross of Christ. He warns that they, in their religious revival, were merely following an external religious fad, not turning to the Lord. He gives some examples. He condemns their failure to obey His word, their ecumenism that worshiped the Lord, but also Moloch, their occult perversions that relied on the position of the stars in the sky to determine their life, and the treachery of their princes, prophets, and priests in violating God's word. It's the same world out there today, isn't it? Yes, also in our day, there have been indications that there is a spiritual revival in our land. And yet a revival that, in the same way, shows apathy towards the Lord and mocks the cross of Christ. Polls reveal that 3 out of 4 of those that say, "Religion is important to me," nevertheless say that my friends in my free time are more important than the Lord. The same ecumenism, the vast majority believing that, well, all religions are worshiping the same God, any religion will do. The same occult perversions, relying on astrology and New Age superstitions to guide their life. The same violence towards God's word. Almost all that thus say, "Yeah, religion is important to me," will believe in a God in heaven, but then choose to reject what God's word says about the devil and hell. Man's root of sin is the determination that I know what's best for me. I know what I should believe or not. That's what brought evil into this world. That's making me my own God. And yet, how often do you and I, while claiming to honor the Lord, nevertheless let that self determine what I'm going to do and believe above His truth? This apathy demonstrates the necessity of the cross of Christ. Only His cross can cleanse our filthy hearts and wash us clean before Him, so that verse 13 says to you, "In you there is no unrighteousness." Why? The next verse. Verse 15, "Because of the King in your midst." Because Jesus is there cleansing you. It's only in that cross of Christ that we have this paradise, now and forever. Since you are righteous through the cross of Christ, What manner of people should we be? People who, having been purified by the cross, are then also striving to purify our own lives through the cross. For if we're not living now under the praise of Christ, how will we be found living for His praise when He appears? And yet so easily our lips become wax, playing games with other people's feelings, poisoning the waters with gossip and grumbling, laying bare other people's wounds. And so our text emphasizes the necessity of the cross also to purify our own lives. What does our text describe? Unrighteousness purged, speech made pure. And the positive outcome is stressed so emphatically that we almost miss what lies behind it. These worshipers are pictured coming once again to the Lord, bringing their offerings to Him, coming as a humble and meek people with no deceit on their lips anymore. And yet, we are told they are the remnant. The few who came back from the Babylonian captivity, and the Lord's purging of the chaff from the wheat. It is only the cross of Christ that can wash our hearts clean and make us righteous before God. But the Lord shows His purpose in also bringing a cross of suffering in our lives to remind us that even the gems of this world are finally just smoke and ashes. So that we cling to that cross of Christ alone. Lest the Lord spew you from His lips as lukewarm, indifferent to the cross. Don't just honor the Lord with your lips. Be purified in His cross. And thus count it all joy to take up your cross and follow Him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 371, stanzas 5 and 6.